Welcome to the first official episode of the Round Table. Got my guy Grant with me, co-host.
You already know.
Technically. This is the second episode, but I didn't release the first one to the streets.
Right.
Now, you know, that was a little trial run. We had to, you know, true, ease out some kinks, you know.
Right. Iron a few things up.
Yeah, man. But basically, you know, we watch First Take, Undisputed, The Herd, all of those shows. So we were like, why not have our own platform, true, you know?
Right.
Talk about some things.
It's not hard. I mean, all they do is watch like TV, just like us, you know?
Exactly.
They just get paid like crazy amounts of money, but hey, it'll right, come.
Just give our unbiased opinions on stuff. I feel like we got some good points, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get into it. I want to first talk about Kelly B.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Kelly B, man. You know, some people are, like, really pissed on Twitter about they were saying, like, Dabo did him wrong and all of that. And yeah, I didn't really agree with that. I don't know how you felt. Nah. I felt like he could have went both ways, you know?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, he's obviously a talented quarterback. Like I said, he's ACC championship MVP last year. He's waited behind a couple guys, you know, like Deshaun Watson. Like, not like he doesn't know what's going on, you know what I mean? So,
right.
I mean, I agree with his decision to leave. I mean, maybe help another team out. Like, he's got experience on the big stage. So, I mean, he could obviously help another team out. But they shouldn't just, you know, Lawrence is just a freshman, like I said. I mean, he's really, really good. But like I said, man, you're a proven guy. Like, apparently, you know, he's not as – I guess they're looking by the numbers like he's not doing as well. But, I mean, I don't know. Now you got a semi-hurt Trevor Lawrence, and now – you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Luckily, Chase Bryce came in, you know, and he kind of knew the offense a little bit and kind of could lead the team. But, I mean, that's not – you know,
yeah.
Replacing Kelly Bryant, I mean, Bryce, but that's not Kelly Bryant. For a second string guy, that's what you want to look at it as.
Exactly. See, I felt like, you know, it could have went either way. I felt like, you know, Trevor Lawrence was probably the better talent.
Right.
But Kelly's already been there.
Exactly. It's so hard to replace a Kelly Bryant, man. Yeah. First or second string, you know?
Like they said, he's 16-2. He led us to the playoffs. So it's like, you know, you might as well go with a proven quarterback. He's on his last year.
Absolutely. I mean, he's a proven guy. Like I said, ACC championship, MVP. Like, I mean,
yeah,
you just can't go against Kelly. Like, I mean, I don't really blame him for trying to transfer. Maybe he can go somewhere else and, you know, make an impact there. But best of luck to him.
Yeah, like, I'm a Clemson fan, and I had no problem with him transferring. I felt like, you know, he probably wants to go to the NFL. I'm sure that's the case. So, I mean,
right,
you can't
exactly
go to the NFL with no film sitting on the
that's
bench.
Right. Exactly. So
you know,
I was his last, like, job, last stage of his job interview when they took it from him. Like, I mean, like I say, Trevor Lawrence is going to have some time to develop, but I feel like, you know, Kelly was the proven guy, even though they're looking at the numbers, but, you know.
Yeah,
I feel like Kelly could have stayed at the helm for Clemson, man, and led him to another ACC title. But this is what it is, man.
No doubt. I think, you know, Dabo, he was at the point where, you know, you got people in your ear and stuff, and you be making promises
right
to people and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, that's so true. That's probably big. That's a big part of recruiting. Yeah, man, you'll start this year.
Yeah,
you never know
right
what he
away,
said.
Right away.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. And it's crazy, too, because they call, like, totally different plays with each one of them out on the field. So it's like,
exactly,
with Kelly, it's more that RPO. And then,
exactly,
you know, with Trevor Lawrence, he just let it rip.
That's right. He's going to stand in the pocket and deliver strikes. But,
so like,
hey, like I said, if that's what Dabo thinks is going to work, man. I mean, I don't, you know, that RPO is killing it right now in college football. You
right
see Kyler Murray and guys like that, man, like that dual threat, man. That's really – that's becoming the norm around, like, even NFL is trying to get a little run pass option going.
Exactly,
so
exactly. You see, it's like, I mean, it's a trend.
Right. That's becoming the norm around football nowadays. Like a athletic quarterback, do it with his feet, you know, can hurt you with his feet like a can't, you know, like even Cam Newton can do a little, you know, they get in the red zone, you know, here comes the RPO, Cam Newton, you know. So.
Right. Yeah, man. What you did you watch any other games this weekend?
College wise, I kind of, like I said, still got my own Kyler Murray. Like I said, he was Oklahoma. I mean, I don't know. They have the toughest schedule ever. But like I said, he, you know, he was suspended apparently for like the first couple series. And then the coach was just like, all right, forget this, get in the game, like in the first quarter. So he just started torching on things. Like he was responsible for like seven touchdowns, threw for like four or five. But I mean, you know, he, you know, that's kind of who I got my own. I watched a little bit of Ohio State. Still kind of like them. I guess they got a few things to work out, I guess, on defense. But
their quarterback's pretty nice too.
Right, exactly. They're always going to be in the conversation for national championship. That's just how it is.
Dude, I was Bama, man.
Oh, man.
That's all I like to say. Like, I was looking at my, you know, the ESPN app. Dude. They didn't even make it to halftime. It was 49-0, and I'm like, bro.
Right. Yeah. It's just. I mean, that's just the measuring stick. Like, it's just, you know, nobody. Like I said before, like nobody. Like, that's who you compare yourself to. Bama play. Like, I mean, they played all phases of the football game, every game. Like, they don't. I mean, they rarely make mistakes. I mean, they're just a well-coached football team. I mean, they're always going to be in the conversation at any year for. You know, like national titles and things like that. But like I said, I don't see anybody. I mean, I guess Georgia and the SEC can give them a run. I mean, Auburn, I guess, man. Lost a close game. But
yeah, Georgia's playing some good ball too.
But
I just, you know, I don't see anybody beating them right now. Not even my team. Not even Clemson. Like,
right. That's just, I mean, like I said, man. I guess Alabama's just a measuring stick, man. They get recruits. They got well coached guys. Like, they don't, you know, they don't give Saban any flack or anything. So, I mean, like I said, just a well coached ball team. Basically, the measuring stick. And I mean, they're there every year, you know. So,
yeah,
you can't leave them out of the conversation.
It's crazy. It's crazy. They lose first round draft picks every year, and they just reload.
Right,
just do it all over again.
Exactly, right. Kind of like New England. I don't know. New England's kind of struggling. Like I say, somebody can't get it done. They get another guy. It's just a system, you know. They don't make a lot of adjustments. They just do what works, you know. So well coached ball team, man. Always in the conversation every year for
always
for national titles.
You can never count neither one of those teams out. But you know, New England, they always play. They don't play that great a ball in September.
Exactly. That's true. Yeah. That's like throughout history, man. They make championship runs towards the end, you know, just like I guess the Steelers or somebody, like they'll tighten up, you know, like you're working out the Kings right now. But
right.
Like I said, that AFC, man, is just can't really count anybody out this early.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wide open, man. It's crazy.
For sure. Now, for sure.
Man, I know you're a Gamecock fan. You know I got to ask.
Oh man, yeah, from South Carolina,
so
man. I don't know. Apparently, like a lot of they had like a little article reading earlier, like like a guy who does like some, I guess some NFL, like I don't know what you'd call it, like I guess NFL draft type. He looks at all the guys, like he was eligible for the draft, and he'll say like, you know, this, that, and the third needs to work on. Well, apparently, he called for like Jake Bentley to be benched, but like. they have no other, like, I don't know if it's their coaching or if it's just like the personnel they put on the field, but it's just like they have no fire, like no desire to win. I've never seen Carolina. I mean, last year, a couple years ago, whatever, Muschamp took over, he just really didn't have the talent. Now he's got a couple guys, you know what I mean? But I don't know if he's just not putting guys in situations to win, or I mean, they just don't care. Or I mean, I have no idea what it is, but like I say, quarterback is definitely a problem. They got a couple weapons out there at wide out. They got a couple big backs, but you know, just mistakes continue to hurt them. And I don't know, man. The quarterback play is just horrendous, man.
Yeah, he did not have a good game. I'm looking at his stats now. Man. He was 13 of 28, 148 yards. He had a touchdown and he had three picks.
Yeah, that's just not going to get it done. I mean.
Yeah, and that's not even like – that's against number 17 Kentucky. I'm not saying Kentucky's not good, but
Like, yeah, come on.
They're just getting out, you know. I guess just outplayed in every aspect of the ball game. Like, just not a well-coached team, man. Very undisciplined. So, I mean, at the beginning of the year, people were saying, oh, they're going to give Georgia a run for the SEC. But, nah, I don't think so now, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I know y'all have this pretty good quarterback coming in next year. That's what people are telling me.
Like I said, I just about swore off on the Gamecocks for now, man. I guess I'll just have to wait around and see what happens.
Yeah, that's a tough situation right there. That's a tough situation. I know you're not used to that.
Like I said, and then the SEC is tough too, man. So it's not like you'll have a couple cupcake games here and there, but I mean you're gonna have to really play like you know.
Yeah, you can't come out lacking. For sure. Game, you got to come to play every
game. That's just the culture of the SEC. Guys are going to play hard and fast. Like, you know, you can't go out there and put your best. I mean, you got to put your best foot forward, you know, every game. You can't slack off. You got to have consistent play. So that's just the SEC, man. That's just the culture. So that's how it goes. Yeah,
man. Crazy, man. But shoot. Let's get into some NBA. Yeah,
NBA excited. Coming season will be here in a little bit, man.
Season.
I don't think. I guess LeBron will be the elephant in the room. I guess he's got a team with a bunch of kids on it, and Rondo. So and JaVale McGee. So we'll see. Hopefully, he can coach him up. I don't think they're going to contend for a title this season. Like I say, should have Boston Celtics coming out of the East some kind of way, and. Can't count out the old Golden State Warriors. So we'll see, man.
Right.
The Rockets might give them a run.
I don't see
LeBron giving anybody any trouble in the West. They'll win some games, but like I say, I don't think he's really worried about chasing too many more titles. I think he'll take one if he could get it, but I think LeBron's just tired, man. He's been carrying teams for, I mean, what? 8, 10, you know, basically since he got there.
His whole career.
I was going to say 8, 10 years. I mean, geez, oh, my God. Career. Yeah, he's been carrying teams forever. So I think he's just tired. He's on his last leg. I mean, I love LeBron. He plays the highest level of basketball. He's the greatest player ever, like I've seen, like, you know, my own two eyes. People say Jordan, all this other stuff. But like I say, you can't really compare them. But anyway, I don't think LeBron's trying to make too many more runs for titles. I think he's just tired. Like I say, he's trying to get I saw something on TV the other night. Apparently, him and Luke Walton were in the same draft in 2003. And now Luke Walton's his coach. So that should tell you a lot right there.
Yeah, he's his coach.
Right, so 16 seasons, I think it is, 16, 15, somewhere in there. But like I said, I think he's on his last leg, man. He's just trying to get to L.A., you know, retire, you know, work on his business ventures, I guess. But I don't know, man. I don't think he'll be chasing any rings this year, but they'll win a few games, you know. He's always going to get his, you know.
I don't think they're going to win this ship either, especially with it being the first year. You know, you got to ease out some kinks. Right. But, I mean, he has a bunch of young guys, too. I probably have them like in the middle of the West. You know, Golden State and your Houston's are going to be the top two. They're bringing back their same team.
With a healthy Chris Paul, who's trying to get that ring, man. Now, he's hungry. Like, he showed little spurts of it last year, but, you know, I don't think LeBron will be making too many title runs. I don't think he minds, you know. I think he's just a good guy at the end of the day. You know what I mean? I don't really think he's. Like, he was younger, it's kind of time was winding down. You know, I got to switch teams, do this, that, and the third, try to get a couple rings. But, I think he's done what he's going to do, man. It's hard to beat these teams, man. It's hard to slay these Dragons, these Golden States, and these Rockets and guys like that, man. It's just, how can you defend guys like that, you know? So,
you can't. Anybody could go for 30 on that lineup except for Draymond.
Exactly.
So, it's like – So it's like, what do you do? I feel like you said earlier, I do think the best team is the Celtics coming out the East because, you know, they could play that same type of ball as Golden State. They could do, you know, five. They could go like, you know, any positionless basketball like Golden State does. They got Horford, Tatum, all of them. They got a deep bench, too.
So they were plagued by injury last year. So we'll see. I mean, I think they're going to come out gunning this season. Like I said, I think they're going to be a shoe-in for the East. But, you know, we'll see. You just never know. Like I said, you still got Philadelphia and guys like that. But, I mean, at full strength, I think the Celtics are pretty much going to run the East. But we'll just have to wait and see. I hate to make predictions, you know, but.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you can't predict
anything.
That's
true.
Anything,
that's true.
You know?
So.
Gordon Hayward broke his ankle first couple
seconds
of the game.
So, like I said, at full strength, I guess they were plagued by injury a little bit last year. So, we'll see what gives at full strength this year. But, like I said, I think the Celtics might have the East locked down. But we'll just have to see.
Yeah. Yeah. Where do you think Jimmy going to end up?
You just never know, man. You just never know. A lot of things come into play contract-wise, you know, so whoever can afford them, you know, guys want to get their full money's worth. So whoever he can
right.
help right away and whoever can afford them, you know, that's what it's going to come down to.
That is true. That is true. It's all about that
cap space.
Man.
No kidding.
Yeah, man, you know, waiting on our guests to come on. Supposed to give me a call in a minute. He said he was working out.
Good. That's good to do.
Yeah. Still waiting on him. So we can go ahead and hop into this NFL.
Yeah, hop in the NFL, man. Crazy stuff going on.
Ooh. It was some good games yesterday, man.
Three games in overtime.
And yeah. Hey, the Browns.
Oh, man, no kidding. Carlos Hyde had a first down.
Yeah.
But I don't know what they saw.
Like
he said on the interview, I don't know what they saw, but I mean, who knows? I mean, of course, like, you know, guys still aren't giving Baker Mayfield credit. I was one of the non-believers of Baker Mayfield. He's looking okay. Like I said, a couple turnovers, but, you know, we'll just have to see.
Couple.
a few turnovers. Let me change that up. Yeah, a few turnovers, but like I said, that, you know, it shouldn't come down to, you know, like we always say, it shouldn't come down to one or two plays. You know, you should just keep your foot on the gas the whole time and play mistake-free football, and, I mean, you'll win the game. You'll have more points at the end. But, you know.
Baker, he looks okay. Pretty much all the rookie quarterbacks, they look okay. They look
exactly.
Like rookies.
Exactly.
Nobody really stands out right now, but I guess that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's like I say, that. I mean, that guy Mahomes, man, is pretty much, I mean, that's the measuring stick, I guess. He's playing good now. So, like I say, he's got a game.
Well, I mean, even Mahomes sat out his
first
year, though.
Yeah, that's true. Just thinking about young guys. But we'll see, man. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Heck yeah. How'd you doing?
I was all right. I'm playing Patrick Mahomes tonight. I think I got a win. I think I had somebody go off big for me. I have to pull it up. But like I said, I never really score, you know, I don't really score a lot of, I'm in a standard type league. So I never really score a lot of points. But like I said, I always have like one or two guys who just go off. Like I said, Matt Ryan with 30 points for me. And then, I think Marshawn had 15. So, I mean, that's basically what – I mean, Julio 17 too. So, I never really have guys that go too hard for me. But, like I said, I can keep it in the middle a little bit on fantasy. So,
got to love Matty
Ice,
man.
He's a solid quarterback.
Through.
I got him in a couple leagues. So, I got him in a standard league and a PPR league. So, like I said, He'll put some points up. You know, he's got weapons. Calvin Ridley and Julio Jones, you know, it's kind of hard not to throw to those guys. So, you can't count them out. Yeah,
Sanu,
right.
Sanu
you got Sanu, too. So, like I said, man.
How you feel about your boys? They finally got Zeke
got
his touches.
Finally, like, they just – it seems like the Cowboys, man, it seems like they're – and trying to find what works, you know. I'm not sure what was going on the first couple games of the season, you know, what's been working for. We have, you know, limited talent at receiver, you know, so what's been working for us is kind of running the ball, letting Zeke get in space a little bit, and just kind of take the pressure off Dak Prescott. I don't think, you know, Dak, he's all right quarterback, but he's not going to play well under pressure. So, like I say, just like he did that rookie season, gave the ball to Zeke, you know, got some of the pressure off him, and then he could start making some of his intermediate, you know, going through his reads, making a few intermediate to deep throws, you know. So I think that's what happened. But, you know, they still – the Lions are kind of like not the best defense. I'm pretty sure, like, they're not topping the league in defense. So, like I said, that's still, you know, I guess like a little confidence win, knowing that they can count on that new kicker and stuff they got. But, you know, still a long way to go for those guys. Like I say, you know, going pretty deep in the playoffs. I just don't see it as of late. But
I will say this, y'all's defense does.
Oh yeah, man. You got DeMarcus Lawrence. You got a couple guys. You got Sean Lee, who's banged up. He's never played a full season, so I think that's why they went middle linebacker with the first round in the draft. Like I said, Van Der Esch is playing like he should. You know, young guy getting in there. You know, kind of a ball hawk type guy. Always in the play. But like I said, they got still a little bit of work to do in the secondary. You know, they hit. You know.
Y'all should have got
Earl.
Yeah,
that's true. But now the Seahawks broke Earl Thomas's leg. So hey, now they really don't have to pay.
I hate it, bro.
Now they really don't have to pay him. So hey,
That pissed me off.
Right, man. Like I say, he was trying to hold in. He wasn't doing a, you know, complete holdout. Just not showing up to, you know, practice and things like that. But man, you know,
bro. He's the best. Right. He's the best safety in football, and you don't want to pay him.
You got to pay guys, man. You got to pay guys. Especially you got Cam Chancellor, who's forced retirement because, you know, he's got that whatever neck or spine type thing going on. You just don't mess with that. But Earl Thomas, man, I'm telling you, now they don't have to pay him because they know he's trying to help you out. You know, he's trying to, you know, trying to play in games and things like that. But, I mean, I don't know. Apparently he, like, flicked off the sideline and all this all this other stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I
saw that. I probably would have did something.
Yeah,
worse than
no
that.
Kidding. No kidding. Like I said, like, you got to pay guys like that. That's just, I don't know, the NFL's culture, man. Like I said, it's not a lot of longevity in the NFL, man. You're getting banged up and beat up all the time. So, like I say, I don't blame guys for trying to get that money. It's like Le'Veon and guys like that, man. Exactly. I don't blame guys for trying to get max money, you know, when they can, you know, while they're still in their prime, you know. So, that's not Earl Thomas's fault, but they should have paid him.
Especially if you're outplaying your
contract.
Like,
exactly. You want to get paid for your, like, just like Khalil Mack and guy like that. He's like leading the league in like every defensive stat. Like, he's earning the money. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, the Oakland Raiders clearly need a pass rush.
If they earn the money, man. Like, if they earn the money, pay them. It's simple. Like, who's on the Seahawks that's getting paid right now besides, like, Russell Wilson? They have
just give him the money, man. I don't understand it.
Like, give him the money. Now it's not
that
his hard,
leg's
man.
Broken. You know, he's trying to go out there and play hard for you, but I don't know what
to say. It's crazy to me how stingy some teams are. Like, it shows you, like, who really wants to win and who doesn't.
Exactly. Like, you want to win now. You pay Earl Thomas, like, you know.
I know who wants to win, and
that's
the
true.
Rams.
That's right, man. Oh my God, that offense is crazy, man. The way they mix—they're
handing out money like,
man.
Candy,
the way they
bro.
Mix it up on offense is just ridiculous, man. And then the defense, man, can back them up, man. I love to watch the Rams play, man. It's a fun team to watch.
They're actually my favorites right now. I don't see anybody beating them as of right now. They're rolling.
Absolutely, man. I just love that offense, man. To see, I mean, like, Jared Goff is comfortable because they're not making him do things that he's not good at. You know, they find things that Jared Goff's good at, and it goes for 40, 50 yards, touchdown, simple play. You know what I mean? And they're confusing defenses.
Yeah, not to mention they're surrounding him with weapons, bro. You have Todd Gurley in your backfield, and you have Robert Cooks and Brandon Cooks.
Robert Woods and Brandon Cooks. It's no pressure. You know what I mean? He's just playing.
Come on.
He's playing carefree, man. Just having fun, basically. You know, he goes through all his reads. Like, you know, McVay makes it easy for him. Like, clearly, like, offensive mind, mastermind. You know, McVay makes it easy for him. You know, a little, you know, get Brandon Cooks going in, you know, in the slot, couple little slants like that. Then, you know, give Todd Gurley the ball. Then we'll take a bomb down the field, Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, you know. It's just simple. I mean, it's simple, but it's just confusing, God, man. It just throws so many things at you, man. I just love to watch that Rams offense. It's awesome.
Yes. and defense. Like, it's just
exactly spent some money. Yeah, finally spent some money on defense, man. I mean, yeah. they're stopping people, you know, and outscoring them. Like, outscoring them, man. Like I said, I don't know, man.
That's a well put together team.
Yes, sir. Yeah, they play every aspect, man. They play all three phases of the game very well. So it's hard to beat guys like that. I just wanted to weigh in on I know I don't have much. I didn't have much faith in Mitch Trubisky. I guess I jinxed him or something like that. But man, what the world? I don't know, man.
You know how I feel about him, man.
He was awesome.
I'm not gonna sit here and say like all six touchdowns were flukes,
right?
But he was playing the Buccaneers defense
for sure. That's true.
Which is like the worst defense in the league right now,
right? And
not to mention
they can't score points either.
that Tyreek Cohen dude.
Yeah.
He was making stuff happen too.
Oh yeah. He was bailing him out a little bit. But I'm not gonna say he's like complete, you know, I just wanted to see a little bit more from I guess he's a young guy, started out the season pretty rocky, you know. But I mean, like I said, it looks like he's came around with some of those calls on offense, man. They're pretty mixing it up pretty well for him and just making him look like a superstar. So
right.
I don't know. But Tampa Bay, you know, they're going through some trials right now, so they don't know who they don't want Jameis Winston or Fitzpatrick. So
they don't know what like I said, doing.
That'll make a team play bad. So
they can't stop anybody. They don't know who the quarterback is.
Right. So we'll just keep eye on Trubisky. I don't want to applaud him too much. You know, he's got to keep playing. You know what I'm saying? Just keep playing.
Right. Right. Shoot. Let me get this guest on the line. Excited to welcome our special guest. Let me read off the accolades. The leading scorer in AC Florida history, 2016 to 2017 team captain for the University of Penn. Only player to start all 28 games for the 2016 and 2017 seasons. Averaged 13 points and 6 boards his senior season. Now a financial advisor at Merrill Lynch, one of, if not the top wealth management companies in the world. Matt Howe.
What's going on?
What's up, man? So, got some questions for you, man.
Bring them to me.
All right. So, let's start with hoop.
All right.
Do you still play organized basketball?
I guess. It's recreational, like once a week. But nothing too much more than that. Just really focusing on lifting, getting in shape. But I still play. I love playing all the time. I mean, it's fun. True. It's much more fun now than when you're having practice every day for 3 hours and
that is all the other stuff
that comes with it.
I guess it's like less strain on your body. Now you're just doing it for fun, huh?
Yeah, for sure. And it's a lot easier because you're playing against a lot better players or less talented players.
Oh man, yeah. That's true. So, was the NBA ever an option to you, or overseas, or anything?
Yeah, overseas was the option for me. But after the season, I kind of took a look at the bigger picture of everything and really what that career path would lead me to, and I felt like it wasn't either the earning potential or just the place I wanted to be at that point in my life, so I decided against it, try to get into the corporate world,
true,
get my feet wet there, and try to go from there.
True. So, do you regret that decision?
Not a second. Like, yes, I do love basketball. Like, I think about basketball all the time.
Right.
And, like, once a week, I'll have, like, flashbacks and be like, damn, I wish I was still playing.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, nah, I really don't.
Word. That's good, though. At least, you know, feel like you made the right decision for you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's good.
For sure. I feel like a lot of people just make that decision because, like, it's tough to move on.
Yeah, they don't want that
that career to end. They don't want that, like, spotlight and all of that to end. They want that to keep going forever. But
exactly.
The ball stops dribbling one day.
Right. I mean, it's tough. Like, it's weighed on me way more than I thought it would. Like, just not being on a team.
Right.
And just not, like, having that, like, solid family around me. Like it's been for the last, like, shoot, like, 17 years of my life.
Right.
But, I mean, it's time for a new challenge.
Yeah, true. You know? Yeah.
Right.
Definitely. Definitely. Did you have any, like, were people in your ear, like, trying to get you to play? Like, your family and stuff?
Of course. You know, you just block out all the – you block out May and think about May.
Hey, I mean, that's facts, though, because, I mean, it's your life. It's your body. That's facts.
Exactly.
And that's facts.
Even though the family was coming – I mean, the pressure was coming a little bit from my family. It wasn't – they understood that, like, at the end of the day – I was going to make the decision I felt was best. So they didn't really pressure me. It was more like outside coaches and like old teammates and stuff like that. Nobody really was pressuring me from my family.
True.
Yeah.
True, true, true. All right. So you lived in Philly for 4 years. Mm-hmm. And you're coming up on Dallas, a year in Dallas. So which city do you like better and why?
Oh, man. Better?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I got to go with Philly because, man, Philly changed my whole life just being up there and really learning about myself and, like, being challenged to, like, levels I never knew I could reach day in and day out. And then the weather was tough. Like, I just got to go with Philly. Like, in terms of the city that means the most to me, out of Philly and Dallas, because Philly just kind of like, that's where I feel like I became a man, you know?
Yeah, true. Yeah, that makes sense. Plus, you've only been in Dallas for a year. I feel like you probably haven't, like, you know, seen everything that there is to see.
Exactly. Like, I'm still trying to find, like, my friend groups I want to hang out with. Like,
right.
Still finding that group of people I want to be around to make, like, my next moves forward.
Right. That makes sense. That makes sense. All right. So, I know you like rapping.
Yeah.
So, is it a hobby or are you really serious when you rap?
Like, if you want my complete honest, I'll give you my complete honest statement for the podcast. All
right.
I rap because that it's therapeutic. It's like you put on a beat and you say what's ever on your mind. Like, I used to just rap to try to be funny and, like,
right,
make funny, like, lines and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then the more I just started doing it, it became like, man, like, I'm really going to just, like, say what's really on my mind. And if it's trash, it's trash. Like, I got, like, I've let you hear, like, 5 songs. I have, like, 65 songs on my life. Like,
this is crazy.
Yeah, like,
this is crazy. This is news to me.
Yeah, like, real stuff where, like, only I want me to know about, you know? Like,
wow. Wow.
It's just something about finishing a song, like, and you really just, like, said what was on your mind.
Yeah.
That jump feels good at the end.
Dang.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's better than, like, you know, doing drugs or drinking your problems away.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, yeah.
It's
pretty lit.
It's damn near like meditation almost.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like you got the crib to yourself. And right. Just let a couple of beats play and just, like, get off Snapchat, get off Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I can't lie. Some beats make me want to just rap, too, and all this.
Yeah, bro. Like, I finally, like, am confident enough to just be like, all right, yeah, you can listen to this or that, like, and not be embarrassed about it. It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, It's for me.
It's like, you're comfortable in your own taste of music. Yeah. I can tell by the songs you put up on Snapchat. I can definitely tell because you put up some weird stuff on there.
Right. I'm not trying to be cool.
It's what you listen to, so I respect that.
Exactly. Like for real, Beat It is a banger. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, definitely. But since you brought up Beat It, I want to know your top three Michael Jackson songs.
Oh my goodness. Oh my. You know you gotta put Baby Be Mine in there. And you gotta put Beat It up there because the guitar solo in the middle.
Right.
I don't know who that was, but he needs to pay.
Okay. I'm following.
Million. Yeah. And then, I mean, really, I've only been listening to Thriller right now, but I'm gonna go with Rock Your World off the Wall album. That was pretty tough too.
Okay.
A really slow vibe with it.
Yeah. It's a nice little three.
Yeah.
It's a nice three.
I mean, Mike is just different.
He is, man. He's a legend.
Yeah.
Really, he's a legend.
And whoever was playing the instruments in all his songs deserves a raise.
Right. He had so many solos, and they were just like, it was amazing.
I know.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. But I know this is gonna be biased because you're a Wayne fan. But give me your rate on the scale of 1 to 10 on the album, Carter Five.
All right, so are we gonna go by the standards of just like music in general, or are we?
We're going by from track one to track whatever. Like, rate it. 1 to 10, like,
so
any album.
So, okay. So, like, any album, I go, like, 7 out of 10. But.
What?
Yeah.
Bro, you were talking about this all week, like, this was the best thing since sliced bread, and you give it a 7?
Well, let me explain myself.
All right. Go ahead.
But if you factor into the fact that it's one of the greatest rappers ever, label, like, I don't know what all went down, who held his album out for 5 to 6 years. Everyone was saying he was falling off. Like, it used to be a joke. Like, it was a joke to, like Lil Wayne for a little bit there. Like, people were laughing when Dedication 4 came out. Like, all he talked about is, like,
I was one of them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he was written off. But at the end of the day, everyone still listened to him. And then for him to put out a project that's like good, like it's very solid, I think it's just important in the history of hip-hop, and I think it's just like it's amazing to see. So I'm happy because it could have been garbage.
Okay, you're right, it could have.
Yeah,
I didn't listen to the whole thing, but I told you how I feel. I didn't think it was garbage, but I just thought it was boring.
See, I disagree there.
It just wasn't like, it was no, I guess I was looking for like a song that would be on the radio or a song that would play in the club or something like that.
Yeah, that's what also surprised me too. It seemed like this was just an album, a straight, like, he wanted to go 1 through 23 of like a story. He wasn't worried about the radio. He wasn't worried about the charts. He just wanted to put out like quality music.
All right.
So like,
I mean, I guess I can respect that.
Yeah. It's kind of like a, I guess I see what you mean by like the J. Cole album, like we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Because it's really like, it's focused on, I mean, I feel like this was his most honest project because like, he's just talking about like reminiscing on his career, stuff like that. Like asking, what is he here for? Like wishing his career was short and sweet. So he wouldn't have to deal with, like, the stuff he's dealing with now. Like, things like right. that. So.
Okay, true.
I thought it was cool. But
yeah.
I'm a huge Wayne fan, so, like huge.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah. So it meant a little bit more to me than most people, I feel like.
I'll probably give it another listen
on the way to work tomorrow, something like that.
Yeah, it's good.
But all right, so about to start wrapping it up. I got a little game for you, though. This or that. So I'm going to just give you, like, two options, and you choose your what you like more.
All right.
All right, college football or NFL?
NFL.
NBA or college ball?
NBA.
Favorite subject?
Math.
LeBron or Jordan?
Good one. LeBron, next.
You are so disrespectful. That shit does not make any sense. All right. Last one. Rodgers or Brady?
I got to go with Brady, man. I don't get the Rodgers hype. He's good, but, like I never see the Packers, like, on TV. Like, I never see him in the playoffs. Like, I see him in the playoffs. I see him in the first two rounds. I see Tom in the Super Bowl, like, every year.
That is true. That is true. But you got to look at what he has also. He has a freaking maybe one of the best coaches ever.
Yep.
But, I mean, you know, and it also could be, like, schemes. People say schemes. Yeah. But you know how that goes.
Obviously, he has some really good people around him because they win close games year after year.
That is
true. And that's tough to do.
That is true.
That takes a certain type of discipline and just, like, cool under pressure that most people don't have.
Right. That is very true.
Yeah.
All right, man. I'm about to wrap it up. But first, I need you to recommend one book, one Netflix show, and one restaurant in Dallas and one restaurant in Philly.
All right. So one book, I would have to go with, man, I've read a lot of good books lately, or, like, listened to them. Let me get back to that one.
All right.
The restaurant in Dallas, I would say Mi Cocina All Day. It's a Mexican restaurant, tacos, you name it. Best restaurant in Philly is the food cart in front of my old apartment.
The food cart.
But yeah. Fire. And when I say fire, I mean fire. And what was the third question?
A Netflix show.
Netflix show. I can't say The Office. Yeah. But The Office.
I mean, you know how that goes. That goes without saying, man.
But that's the one you can watch at any time.
It is. All right. I need that book.
The book. It's a secret because it's called The Secret. That's the title of the book.
Oh, wow.
The Secret. Y'all don't know about that.
Okay. You didn't tell me about that one. I might need to check that out.
Yeah. It's about the law of attraction. Whatever you think is what you get.
Mm. Okay.
You know, that's like that speak it into existence, like LeVar Ball. Like Conor McGregor, like Jay-Z, a lot of these dudes talk about it, but people don't take it for what it actually is. Like, if you're thinking that you're not good enough, you're not going to be good enough. But if you're thinking, I'm going in here and I'm going to be the best every time, chances are, if you're working, you're going to be the best.
Hey,
you put that work in.
That's facts, man. That's knowledge for these people. That's facts.
Exactly. It's all about that mindset. If you go in there thinking that you're not able to accomplish something, you're not going to do it.
That is very true.
But, yeah, I put that D1 Howard on my Twitter page when I was, like, 14. They was laughing at me.
They were. They called you D3 Howard. And
exactly.
What happened? You went D1.
Exactly.
That did happen.
Exactly.
Dang, that's crazy.
Speaking into existence.
That's crazy, man. Well, I appreciate you coming on the pod, man. I'm going to let you enjoy your bottles and Monday night football game.
Yep. No, yes.
All right, bro. I'll catch you.
All right. Appreciate it.
So one of the things I want to start incorporating is shouting out local brands and businesses every week. So this week, I want to shout out Chris Jones and his business, Body by Jones. I'm a strong believer that success in life starts with taking care of your body first. So anybody needs or knows somebody that needs a great trainer with great prices that also travels, please hit up my boy Just Jones 33 on all social media platforms. Jones, keep doing your thing, my boy. And with that being said, we're going to wrap up episode one. Like we said previously, we're still trying to like figure out a few things and we're getting our feet wet. But we're going to try to put out an episode maybe like once a week. But please subscribe, reach out, give me and Grant any types of feedback going forward. Appreciate y'all. We're out.